How are you? It's been so long. Are you back for good? What's going on?
Hey, good to see you. Yes, I'm back for good and just trying to get my life back together.
Well, I'm so happy that you're home. It looks like things are going well. I've been seeing those pics you post of you and your family.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we save.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following talks at the White House between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the president says a deal to end the war is getting closer. Netanyahu at the briefing says he backs the president's plan to end the war.
It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Hamas officials say they have not received the proposal yet. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the presence of armed and sometimes masked immigration agents in downtown Chicago or in conducting sweeps is not making people feel safer. He warned residents to stay alert and that there's evidence that the federal government is planning to send military troops to the city to help keep ICE agents safe. In Michigan, state and federal authorities say they still don't have a motive for Sunday's church attack that killed four. The suspected shooter has drove his truck into an LDS church in Grand Blanc. This is ABC News. Electronic Arts, the video game company behind hit titles like Madden and Need for Speed, is going private in a buyout, and we're learning more about the players involved in the deal.
EA's leveraged buyout is the largest in history, valued at around $55 billion. The largest player in the deal is Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, which also owns a stake in Nintendo. Investopedia's Caleb Silver says the private equity firm Silver Lake is also involved.
Which just got the rights through the Trump administration to acquire part of TikTok's U.S. assets and Affinity Partners, which is run by Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Latin singer Bad Bunny announcing that he will be the headliner for this year's Super Bowl halftime show. The singer, who is from Puerto Rico originally, says he's excited to represent his culture and people. The Super Bowl's in February. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man convicted of shooting and killing two newlyweds in an Elkhorn bar will spend the rest of his life in prison. We get more from Ted Aylin.
In June, a jury found 58-year-old Thomas Rout guilty in the February 2024 shooting deaths of Gina and Emerson Weingart during an armed robbery at the Sports Page Bar. Friday, Rout was sentenced to life without parole by Walworth County Judge Christine Dretwa. Rout, who also admitted to police to shooting at a witness as he ran from the bar, was convicted on six total charges.
Students got an educational tour Monday at Forest Hill Cemetery in Madison, thanks to the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Education Director Eric Wright says the annual Talking Spirits Tour brings live actors to the gravesites of four prominent Madison residents who took part in World War II. He says that it brings more education than just simply listening to facts in front of gravestones. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Aylin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Explore scenic backroads and immerse yourself in nature's fall artistry on the Fall Fresh Art Tour. 50 artists who call this area home invite you to enjoy a self-guided tour of 31 studios and galleries along Lake Pepin and throughout the countryside of Buffalo, Pepin, and Pierce counties. Hit the road for a relaxing meander, meet the artists, and take home a bit of their inspiration. The Fall Fresh Art Tour, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Find the tour map and artist information at freshart.org. We'll see you on the tour. Good afternoon. It's 4:07 reporting from World Dairy Expo in Madison. I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durant and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It appears that the Ellsworth School District has fired an Ellsworth teacher over social media comments regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. In a Facebook post last week, Ellsworth Superintendent Brian Nadeau said that the district had investigated a social media post from a teacher and determined that the post in question did not reflect the mission, values, or beliefs of the Ellsworth School District. He also said while the district supports the right to free speech, that right comes with responsibilities. When it affects the learning environment or disrupts the safe, respectful atmosphere the district is committed to maintaining in the schools. It appears that the teacher in question is Krista Lezik. Lezik has started a GoFundMe page where she indicated that she was let go from Ellsworth. A spokesperson with the Dunn County Sheriff's Department says they're looking for two motorcyclists who were speeding over 130 miles an hour. They were seen on Friday evening on Interstate 94. Officials say the bikers took off when police tried to pull them over, with one displaying a fake license plate. Students and parents from the Cochran Fountain City School District attended a rescue demonstration with area first responders and the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department on Friday. The demonstration showed a rescue from an accident and included a landing by a MedFlight helicopter. The event was to raise awareness and promote safe driving habits and to help prevent impaired and distracted driving accidents. The Right to Contraception Act has been reintroduced to Wisconsin legislators, led by Representative Lisa Subek. The bill would protect individuals' rights to contraception and ensures providers can dispense it without legal threats. Subic called the legislation urgent amid recent attacks on reproductive rights. This follows a Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin announcement that it would end abortion services October 1st. A similar bill has been introduced federally by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Nine people were injured in a two-vehicle accident in Trempealeau County Friday afternoon. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle traveling eastbound on Highway 5393 near Highway AA crossed the center line and struck an eastbound vehicle head-on. The nine people were transported to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The names of the drivers and victims were not released. The city of Durand is receiving donations for the Terrence Park Pool for next year. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the donations are for more amenities at the pool.
And we have some individuals plus a couple of groups talking about, I know one of the things that was sort of brought up that maybe we could use some more seating up there. So we're talking about adding some chairs and some tables. We don't want to overcrowd it with those, but still there's a number of places where we can add those things. So obviously when families go up there and enjoy the swimming pool, they got places to sit and doing those types of things.
The city staff will work over the winter to determine what amenities can be installed at the pool before next summer. A former Western Wisconsin tattoo artist has pleaded not guilty to sexual assault charges. 44-year-old Christopher Ardon of Mondovi pleaded not guilty to one count of attempted third-degree sexual assault, two counts of third-degree sexual assault, five counts of fourth-degree sexual assault, and one count of disorderly conduct. According to the criminal complaint, at various times, officers were contacted by individuals who claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Ardon, who was employed as a tattoo artist at Skin Prints in Eau Claire and was working at the location during the time of the assaults. A status hearing in the case is scheduled for December 26th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is tracking a new invasive species in Wisconsin's woods, invasive oyster mushrooms. Research from UW-Madison shows the mushrooms have been spreading quickly through the state after being accidentally introduced into the Midwest over the past several years, probably due to grow-at-home mushroom kits. The spores of the yellow fungus can quickly spread on the wind, and they crowd out native fungal colonies that usually grow on decomposing matter. They grow in distinctive large yellow clusters at the base of dead trees. The DNR says they are edible, but as with any mushrooms that you forage, be sure to correctly identify it before you eat it. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
A very special group of Packer fans from Japan get the spotlight in an upcoming documentary. Ty Morse, producer of No Packers, No Life, told Fox 6 he helped the group of very out-of-state cheeseheads to take a trip to Green Bay and Lambeau Field.
Moore said he spotted the group by accident when he saw a man wearing a Packers jersey in Tokyo and broke the language barrier with the magic words of "Go Pack, Go." No Packers, No Life premieres next month in Waukesha and will air at Marcus Theaters. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Elliot elated with elusive win. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is what being a NASCAR fan is all about.
Win at Talladega.
Singular history and tradition.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
And triple header playoffs action to ratchet up the stakes.
We gotta go.
Throw in a can't-miss concert, and you've got more than a race. You've got Talladega. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Talladega, October 17th through the 19th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Chase Elliott snatched the victory at Kansas Speedway Sunday to secure a spot in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs round of eight. The Hendrick Motorsports pilot had logged some lackluster finishes of late, but pulled out the surprise victory on the final restart as the leaders battled high and Elliott dipped low.
I've been very transparent about, you know, the areas that I think we need to be better in. We need to be better, no doubt. I thought this weekend was really solid weekend, a really competitive weekend for us, from how we unloaded Saturday to the opportunities that we continue to present ourselves today. And that is why we ended up having a chance to win. Ultimately, we got our turn and we bought ourselves three more weeks. We'll fight like hell till they tell us to not.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Working as a dedicated Fidelity advisor, I always ask, what's important to you? I'll look at those priorities and goals alongside your full financial picture to build a comprehensive plan designed to help grow and protect your wealth. With proactive portfolio insights and an eye on taxes, I'm here to help you make the most of your money. I'm Laura Maxwell, and I'm a dedicated Fidelity advisor. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Buck star Giannis Antetokounmpo will miss the start of training camp as he tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis still in Greece and can't travel. The Bucks will open camp tomorrow. They underwent media day today in Milwaukee. The Packers are off today following their 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. The outcome drops the Packers' record to 2-1-1 as they head into their bye week off. San Francisco Giants fired their manager, Bob Melvin, today. The Giants were in the playoff picture until they went 2-9 during a late September stretch. The last time the Giants made the playoffs back in 2021, Melvin went 161-163 in his two seasons in San Francisco. Major League Baseball's best 2-3 wildcard playoff series starts tomorrow. The Cubs will take on the Padres at Wrigley Field. Winner will meet the Brewers in the divisional series, which starts this weekend in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
With duck and goose hunting seasons underway, your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to boat and hunt safely this fall. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Waterfowl hunting seasons are kicking off, and the Wisconsin DNR reminds duck and goose hunters to make safety a priority. The Northern Zone Duck Opener kicked off this past Saturday, September 27th, and the Southern Zone will begin this coming Saturday on October 4th. Waterfowl hunters can keep themselves, their hunting parties, and their dogs safe by following a few basic rules. Be aware that water temperatures are rapidly cooling. Falling overboard can quickly turn dangerous as hypothermia sets in fast. Wear a life jacket to keep yourself on the surface so you can use your energy to keep yourself warm rather than to stay above the water. Never overload the boat. If hunting on a large river or lake, use a boat that's big enough to handle rough water. Balance your boat evenly and keep weight low for stability. Know the danger of waders in the water. If a boat capsizes and a hunter falls out, the waders can quickly fill with water. And of course, always carry a cell phone in case of emergency. Learn more at the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
A mixed and quiet day to start the week on Monday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Tyler Schau with AgMarket.net joins us for Monday's market wrap-up. And Tyler, looking at the grains and oil seeds, kind of a mixed bag. Just chop it around unchanged on Monday. Kind of narrow ranges here. Feels like you told this to me off-air, kind of the calm before the storm of Tuesday's USDA reports.
Yeah, not a lot going. Seen corn move a couple, a penny or two higher. Seen it move a penny or two lower, just kind of hanging around about a penny and a half below the close on Friday. Same with beans. Got a little bit of positivity in the wheat market, but nothing to get too excited about on either side of the ledger today.
Well, and thinking about this and looking ahead to the USDA reports on Tuesday, they're known for their surprises, grain stocks, small grains, either way. Any indication, any inkling you're getting when you look at the trade on what way this could maybe go, Tyler?
You know, the estimates that came out last week from some of the estimating services are that we see stocks slightly higher than where the WASDE report had them in September. The September WASDE, I think it was 1.305 billion bushels. Current analyst estimate at about 1.34 billion bushels. So a few million more bushels than what we had in the September WASDE report. I won't lie. It does feel, we've had a lot of conversations in the house. It feels like maybe that number is going to be a little bit higher. Maybe there's some higher stocks out there. And our feeling for that is just the way spreads and bases have acted really all summer. You know, we've really seen a lot of bear spreading. We've seen those spreads wide. The SEP D spread got really, really wide. You're seeing the D's march out at 17, 18 cents. So seeing a lot of bear spreading in the market. Basis really around the country has just, has not been good. Now, there's some parts in the East where they've, obviously dealt with some dryness issues last year where they started to run a little bit short of corn before the new crop came. Saw basis pick up there. But, boy, if you're in the West, basis has been a real struggle for the last 12-plus months now.
Yeah, very, very true. And you look at the demand picture. I will say corn demand continues to remain pretty good. We saw more flash sales on Monday morning. So, I guess from what I've heard from a lot of folks, if I'm going to make any sort of bullish case, it seems like corn's got more potential than soybeans or wheat.
Right now, that's definitely the take on it. You're correct. Weekly export inspections came in at the top end of the range, 1.527 million metric ton versus I think the high end of the range is 1.6. We've been popping away and when we've been shipping a lot of corn. We've been selling it. We've been shipping it. That I don't think is going to change. And the good thing there is that's keeping prices supported well through here. I know the producer would like to see higher prices, but at these price levels, we're going to keep shipping it out the door and that will keep kind of it feels like it will help keep a little bit of a floor under there unless we see some type of surprise come out of left field tomorrow. And instead of a 1.3 billion bushel stocks number, we get a 1.6, 1.7, which has happened. It's been quite a few years where we've seen that type of a miss on the stocks report. But, the stocks reports are notoriously difficult to handicap because, you're taking a guess at how many bushels are out there. But just feels like we've talked about in-house, it just feels like there was more corn at the end of the marketing year than what we were predicting. Same with beans. Beans had a tight carryout coming into this new crop, and yet it still just felt heavy. But I think that has more to do with the lack of export business than anything else.
Outside markets, you got crude down over $2 a barrel the front months here today, gold hitting all-time highs, end of the month, end of the quarter, plenty of movement, I would say, to watch in the outside markets this week. Anything you're keeping a close eye on, Tyler?
Well, we were watching crude. $65 has been kind of a ceiling on that for quite a while. We'll get above 65 bucks, and it doesn't last very long, and we tend to sell off. Crude's been in a couple markets that have been very unusual for lack of volatility would be crude and soybeans. Crude's kind of been in that for the most part, a $60 to $65 range for the majority of the year. And soybeans, you know, it just baffles me when you look at November beans. And we've really traded between, you know, for the most parts in 2025, between 970 and 1070, a dollar range on soybeans for the entire calendar year, starting on January 1. Just when you compare that back over the last 5 years, seems almost impossible or improbable that we would have seen that lack of volatility or price movement over the year. But it just kind of shows to me that there's really not a supply issue. We've got plenty of supply of all of the beans, got plenty of supply of corn. You know, we kind of got the crude oil situation squared away. So it's not a supply concern. Demand has been good for everything. It's just there really hasn't been any type of shock to the system to cause prices to move higher.
Let's wrap up with livestock trade, kind of intermarket spreading and hogs, it looked like on Monday. Cattle, some pressure in futures there. I know end of the month, end of the quarter could play a role here a bit as well. What's the big thing you're going to track at the protein complex this week, Tyler?
It's kind of what we've been watching for the last 6 to 7 months. The cash market continues to support the futures market. We're kind of seeing that again. The interesting thing on like the feeder calf side, you know, the feeder calf index has got to match up with the futures at the end of the month. We just saw September, you know, September futures just a week before expiration had trailed all the way down to the 350 level, a week and a half before we saw it go off the board. And it popped up 12, 13 bucks to hit 365, which is actually where the index closed on Thursday of last week. You got the October board down at 356 now, kind of under some pressure over the last few days. Had a decent little day Friday, but kind of coming under some pressure again today. So the question is, are we going to see that same thing happen that we've seen happen multiple times where the futures market comes up to meet the cash because the cash market just stays strong? And we kind of are looking to see that same thing play out in the fat cattle side. We've seen a little bit of weakening in the fat cattle cash market, but it's still much higher than where the board is. So it'd be interesting to see if that trend continues where the lack of animals and the flood for the buyer to come and get their hands on physical cattle continue to support the futures market as we move forward.
Tyler, good thoughts. If folks want to reach out, have a conversation, take a look at your guys' intel and much more, what's the best way?
Best way is to always look us up online, agmarket.net, or call the phone number 844-424-6758.
Always appreciate it. Tyler Schau with agmarket.net. Thanks for joining us today on the Market Wrap-Up.
You bet. Take care, Jesse.
And that's the Monday Market Wrap-Up here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The Road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The Road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash and October corn 362, December 367, new crop 26, 401, cash and October beans 901, December 910, new crop 26 at 954. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 376 and a half, October November 371 and a half, December 376 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 375, October 375.
372 and December at 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash in new crop corn 366, cash in new crop beans 925. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 371, new crop 26 411, cash beans 915, new crop 26 at 973. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 374, October and November also at 374, new crop 26 at 416. Cash and October and November beans all at 918, new crop 26, 1003. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound to cash corn at 364, new crop 26, 368, cash and new crop beans 928. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 221, market cows 132 to 162, bulls 145 to 206, calves 500 to 1800, beef steers 275 to 645, Holstein steers 210 to 600. Sheep markets, light lambs 300 and down, market lambs 235 and down, ewes 172 and down, rams 185 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 235 and down. That's a check of markets. Reporting for Merle Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. You're listening to WRDN.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. In American protein markets, the high-flying cattle complex has captured headlines this year with its historically tight supply. But the quarterly hogs and pigs report showed that pork producers are also shrinking supply, and traders responded by pushing hog prices higher. I'll have the details after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions, I spoke with crop consultant Tyler Morgan about how harvest is looking in Minnesota.
Just getting a start on, but I think by the weekend it'll be full steam ahead.
Can you give us an early yield report?
First initial reports we're hearing are sounding pretty good so far. Seeing some big differences in some of the early corn on fungicide application versus untreated. We had a lot of disease pressure up here this summer with southern rust, tar spot, kind of anything and everything, you name it, we can find it this year with the way the weather conditions were.
What do you encourage your farmers to think about this time of year?
What kind of fall trials can we get on, or fall products do we need to be utilizing to help push that ROI for next year? As far as tight XC on the fertilizer extract for residue breakdown, be talking to your agronomist on if you haven't been using these products to at least get a look at them and try them out. With these commodity prices the way they are, we got to find ways to push yield and ROI even more.
Thank you, Tyler. To learn more, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. The USDA's latest hogs and pigs report, released on Thursday, pegged total U.S. hog and pig inventory at 74.5 million head. That's down 1% from a year ago, but up 1% from June. Now, of that total, 5.93 million head were kept for breeding. That's a decline of 2% from last year. The breeding herd was also down slightly from last quarter. While overall hog numbers held relatively steady, that drop in breeding inventory shows a potential tightening in future supply. Market hogs at 68.5 million head were down about 1% year over year, but up 1% from June. And in the lighter weight classes, inventory declines were steeper. Hogs under 50 pounds were down nearly 3%, and those in the 50 to 119 pound category were down a little over 2% year over year. On the production side, the June-August pig crop was estimated at 34.1 million head. That's a 3% drop from the same period a year earlier. Sows farrowed in that time numbered just under 3 million head, which was also down 3% from last year. Market reaction to the report was swift. Analysts largely called the report friendly for lean hog futures, pointing to a lack of expansion and evidence of contraction in key breeding numbers. Economist Dennis Smith noted that the 2% drop in breeding inventory was a surprise, surprise versus some expectations of little change to that number. In Minnesota alone, breeding inventory was down nearly 10%, amplifying concerns about regional tightening in this hog herd. This supply backdrop comes at a time when pork margins are holding firm. Sterling Marketing's profit tracker places farrow to finish returns near $82 a head, which, while down from earlier this year, are much higher than the average of less than $5 per head in 2024. Industry analysts are hoping the reduction in breeding stock, in combination with the coming large corn and soybean harvests, will allow producers to lock in favorable margins as we enter the fourth quarter of this year. I'll have more when we come back.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Last week's quarterly Hogs and Pigs report from the USDA showed that pork producers are continuing to shrink their breeding stock, and the market is banking on those supply cuts to keep hog prices supported as we get closer to 2026. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering the best agronomic solutions to help farmers solve the unique challenges of each growing season. To learn more, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today, high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. baby mama, daddy, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. And they don't know what I know, how some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling down with love in your.
Stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red dust, picking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night, a little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base, but saying you went all the way, money. Monday afternoon at practice.
Sister's got a boyfriend Daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Work that way. You never